Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for My Lowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Oh my gosh! What are those gunshots? Or are they fireworks? Are those gunshots in our gated community? This is dangerous. This is against ordinance. I'm calling the police. Hi, police. Yes, there are fireworks going off on July 4th.
Karen, Peachtree Trail.
Get here now! It's dangerous. Stop!
Really? Independence from what? Logical thought. We're celebrating on stolen land. Lighting up the sky with explosives, scaring all the animals, giving them PTSD, and we're out grilling? We should be grilling our senators and our congressmen and women.
If you ain't proud to be an American, why don't you just leave the country? Go on and get it! You wonder why we need a border policy? Cause everybody's trying to get in!
Favorite time of the year. Who wants to make sparkler bombs? What if this year, we upped the ante on the fireworks and instead of shooting them in the sky, we just toss them to each other. Like, we light one and like hot potato it around until it explodes in someone's face. I'm on a no-fly list. Anyone have a lighter or a lit punk? You're looking at one. I do have a couple misdemeanors on my record, though.
We're back in the studio, and I didn't sleep last night because the fireworks were going off till 3 in the morning.
I figured you might have had some rowdy neighbors when I went to turn around in the driveway next to you, and I drove over like 6 of those like snap popper things.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought I was having some sort of aneurysm.
Turns out my neighborhood has a lot of freedom. A
lot of patriots.
Yeah.
a lot of freedom.
They're celebrating and they're allowed to, apparently.
Yeah.
Felt like a city street, but we're back. Correct opinions. Thank y'all for tuning in every week. Enjoy today's episode. Like, review, share. And stay tuned. We got some good stuff to chat about. Let's do it.
Yep.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
I'm worried I'm married to a Karen.
Oh, no. You talking about KK? Karen
Katie,
Kennedy.
Katie very much is the name of the Karen of my generation, of our generation. I mean, in 20 years, that could be. I mean, how many Katies do you know that are 30?
Oh, didn't we look one time at our phone? Like, how many
we
Katies
did do that one.
Yeah. It was crazy.
And, you know, no little girl's getting named Katie, so just stay tuned. But we're in a living room as there's a war zone all around us. And she's like, I mean, this is ridiculous. They're going to burn someone's house down.
That's a great tone of voice.
I was like, easy. It's the 4th of July.
I don't know. What is the ordinance in this region?
This is crazy, you know, and it's just like she never heard one before. You know, a mortar going off, it is very loud.
It is.
But every now and then they do one of those and she'd be like, ah, oh my God, is there a fire? Like, it's fireworks. She's used to the little, we just did a couple fountains at our little fireworks show.
Yeah. Which, how was that? How was your fireworks show?
Oh, I don't get too fired up for the fireworks, but they're really fun. It just racks up fast if you want the really cool, epic ones. And I'm not about to spend $400 on fireworks.
There's certain things that you buy in life where people go like, oh, you're just burning through money. When you buy a firework, you are literally burning money. You are buying gunpowder.
I like to say I don't make
lemons.
Little enough.
Oh.
That either. I don't make little enough money to spend thousands on fireworks. I think once it's...
Oh,
if you make
I see what
too
saying.
Much, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's really for the real working class. They say, this is when we're letting our frustrations out. And we saved up for the first 6 months of the year. And we deserve this. And I'm all for it.
If I ran a fireworks stand, every single firework I sold would be called Trump 2024.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every single one.
Yeah. Or Spin Zone, also the opposite.
Like, you want to blow up
Pelosi,
Biden?
Yeah, and they're just like, oh my God. People are running there trying to light it. Like, you got to buy it first. You got to buy it. Oh, that'd be a great branding strategy. Certain parts.
Yeah, I actually did. I used to work at a fireworks stand in college, and it was amazing. Well, a lot of things were amazing, but one, I guess, that we'll focus on right now is just the type of payment you would get Because it wasn't like, oh, that's a weird debit card. It was, oh, that's a weird spot to pull cash from.
Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, it really was. Like, because I had heard of like sock money before. But what I encountered for the first time was a 19-year-old in Bolivar, Missouri, was bra money.
Bra money.
And I never felt
any kind of undergarment.
70% humidity bra money before. And I was like, all right, I'm going to keep this outside of the register.
It sure is July.
Let it air out a little bit.
Ma'am, do you mind clipping that to the line there?
It looks like it was my first dollar I ever made, but really it's just soaking wet. Yeah. I have to hang it up.
It's our bra money line. Thank you for your business. But
yeah, it was pretty wild when I think back to those times, because I remember like I got hired just because like I went to high school with the girl whose dad, you know, so I don't think I got hired because of any kind of talent or skill I had, but they got a pretty fortunate hire because they don't have any kind of like cash register system. It was just like, hey, the first few days on the job, I need you to spend most of your time here memorizing the prices. And so I just had to memorize everything in the store. And then when these lines would get backed up, it was just on me to just remember what everything costs, type it in, pray to God I don't screw up, and then they find out because they will pull something else out from their undergarments. And yeah, I was like, you're lucky I'm pretty good at this stuff.
Yeah,
like,
no kidding.
You just hire anybody, just memorize this stuff.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
Yeah, wild times in the fireworks tent.
We should have filmed us going into a fireworks tent with a mask on and like requesting contactless payment. We got a Roman candle up our bums.
Oh, that would be great.
But yeah, I think fireworks to me, I like to get the bargain fireworks and you just kind of throw them in the vicinity of your buddies.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's just, it's times two fun when now everyone has ladies around and they're going, stop, stop. And then Katie announced at the pool, because I did a flip in the pool, which is really fun.
Yeah.
She is like, no more flips.
She announced it.
I'm like, well, now I really want to flip. And so I did a flip and then I let myself, you know that old trick, let myself float there. And I came out from that. I came out smiling. They're like, aha.
You're like, did you guys know? Ah, dang it.
Katie was in this floaty in the pool that had.
She can't swim.
One of those. I'm trying to describe it. Kind of a seat ones where you got your cup holders and you're kind of leaned back a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's a little kind of a booty flap, but there's holes on either side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I swam under, poked my head up. I thought that'd be a fun little. And when I did that, when I popped up, all the girls around talking go, oh, thank God. I was like, what?
What?
Was you guys like really pumped for this trick? I thought, and they're like, we thought you were our buddy John, who has like I guess brown head of hair. They just saw a guy floating and like you know shark attacking from beneath, who they thought was someone else's wife.
Like you guys, you imagine? Trey, he has brown hair. No, I bet it's a guy who's not married to Katie.
Yeah, I bet it's a guy that's not. He's confused.
Oh, thank God.
It's like what? Could you imagine?
How was the pool?
Oh. I love pools.
Did you talk to any neighbors about their lawns or?
No, we did. While we were shooting some fireworks, a neighbor came out, offered some bug spray.
Okay.
Really nice. I guess he's kind of an off-market bug spray guy. He's like this.
I make my own.
Can't find this anywhere. He's like, what's funny is some of these neighborhoods around here, they threaten to sue me if I use it in their neighborhood. And he's like, do you want some?
That is
like,
funny.
Oh my gosh. What is in that?
He's like,
I bet it works though.
Off is trying to make DEET free. 100% deep.
100% deep.
Yeah.
It's like a syrup. You got to rub it on.
Yeah.
It'll burn. But
it's like, does it come with chemotherapy treatments? Do you provide that as well?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I'm going to need if I put this on my body.
We love a good pool. Spike ball in the pool. I mean, it was a real white boy day.
That sounds awesome.
Water spike ball.
I've never done it.
Spike ball. They sell a little appendage to the set where you can pop on these floaters, and now you're just playing in the pool.
Does that work well? They stay in place?
Yeah.
Dang, that's fun.
A little anchor, fill it up with some rocks.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Luckily, there's some rocks on the property. I don't know what we do.
You bought a good house.
Good times.
You also have something else on your property that I've never seen before. It's a tree where instead of having bark, it's just like 8-inch long thorns. As the bark. I've never seen that. Do you know what I'm talking about? That tree?
Yeah, it's
back
frightening.
Yeah, what is that?
It's an evil tree.
I don't know what that is. Yeah, it looks like. Yeah, like a villain would be like, that's where the villain lives.
Mm-hmm.
In this worm movie.
But We're talking about the studio, which getting close to being ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. We're getting a new podcast studio set up, ramping up the pod.
Big video this Friday.
All the content. Big video this Friday. You saw the teaser, or you will on my socials today, but the big gender reveal spoof coming this Friday. Been months in the works.
My comedy set coming out next week.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And then the Mood Swings Golf coming out whenever Derek gets to work.
A few weeks late.
Yeah.
And a few weeks as well. A lot of fun stuff cranking out new content this summer. So stay tuned. We've got the girls' channel's doing great.
Yeah.
We're going to post. We shot this video. This is what's fun about getting new people involved this weekend. With the girls touch on, we did this funny spoof on like PMS probs, which, you know, I was like, if I uploaded that, that'd be
strange.
Pretty weird thing to do. So get new options. And I love, this is what's great also about having a nice team who will say, hey, maybe let's not do that. Like Katie, a lot of the videos I post, I'll run it by Katie. And every now and then she's like, okay, you gotta delete that part. But I loved after the controversy and huge ordeal that was Roe v. Wade, I was like, hey, the next video we should post next week is the PMS one. And they go, maybe that's like not the best timing. I was like, yeah, I'm an idiot. So, I mean, I was like, Derek, edit that one next.
Yeah.
I think now that makes sense.
Did you notice when I edited
more than ever?
You edit what?
I edited that one at like 2:30 in the morning to get it out on time.
Oh, yeah. Derek's like, I got to meet the schedule. He's up late editing something. So it's a nice humbling experience to know. Without women in my life, my career would be over years ago.
Oh, yeah. Something I was going to mention on the podcast, I think a couple weeks ago, we were kind of clowning a man by the name of Austin Butler, the man who plays Elvis.
It's like you go... Have you seen that clip of him on Jimmy Fallon, where Jimmy's like, you know, what's some of these dance moves, man? You're great. And he kind of gets up. He's like, I like this one he does where it's kind of a walk into a side. You seen this clip?
No, it sounds cringy.
I need to remake it. It's great.
Well, I haven't seen that. I was going to say I have some redeeming things to say about him. He may be kind of
turn the corner.
Well, he might still be a total weirdo in real life. But I went and saw Elvis, and I loved it.
Well,
it was a great movie. It was awesome.
Give him props. I've heard this performance is excellent.
Yeah.
Not knocking his skills. It seems like he's done. It's just he needs to snap back into real life.
Hey, you're Austin now.
Hey,
your name is Austin. Elvis.
What'd you say? I love that idea that a guy has this role that he just crushes and he just never returns to his normal self.
Especially because it's kind of his first big role. He's like, why don't I just stay in this?
People
like me as Elvis.
People said it was good. Why would I go back? No one was going around being like, Austin is amazing. They're like, Elvis.
Elvis was cool.
So now I'm Elvis.
Now I'm Elvis.
I'd love it. Tom Hanks is just Woody for the rest of his life. I'd love that.
It would be great. One of the people I watched the movie with wasn't until 24 hours later when we were talking about, like, how much weight do you think Tom Hanks?
That's a different
kind of movie. Tom Hanks gained for this movie. And he goes,
was he an Elvis?
Yeah, Tom Hanks is in it.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Well, yeah, one of the people who watched the movie with us goes, Tom Hanks is in that movie? It's like, were you watching the movie? He's
Tom
like,
Hanks?
Because it's like Elvis and then like the other main character is Tom Hanks. The whole movie. He's in every scene.
What do you think?
Tom Hanks?
What do you think about his Elvis impersonation? Was that about Elvis?
Oh.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis. Huh.
Some people, it blows my mind. Some people are face blind. I think they look at humans and they just see like a silhouette. I mean, I'm blown away sometimes where someone will be like, oh my, did you see it? We ran into like so-and-so. I'm like, that absolutely was not. They're like, that was Jerry who we saw. I'm like, no, it wasn't. Are you blind? I remember we went to a trivia night. I think I bragged about this. And they'd be like, they put up like a high school photo of Jennifer Lopez. I'm like, who's this? It's like,
it's Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer. She looks pretty similar.
Some people in the group are like, are you? You can tell? Yeah. What do you mean? Look at her face.
That's Vanessa Hutchins 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Duh.
I'm pretty sure that's the bartender's aunt.
Just a family photo. Some people are like that. You'll see things that go viral. Like, you know, someone will post a picture like, can't believe I got to meet Chris Rock tonight. And it's just like a random black dude who's like somewhat skinny. It's like, how do you think this is someone that has been in movies? And yeah, how do you get this confused?
I had a guy recently, I was out with a couple of friends to dinner, and he's like, hey man, I don't want to like be disrespectful or weird, but like, are you John Crist? And I go, no. And you know, it's weird because I'm supposed to, I'm not going to be like, I'm actually.
But.
I go, no. He's like, oh, okay. Do you get that sometimes? I'm like, I've gotten that before, yeah. He's like, okay, okay. And he was the bartender, right? I'm grabbing a drink. And the people next to me, like the customers, go, yo, dude, we love your videos, Trey.
Oh, nice.
They go, like, da, da, da. They didn't hear my interaction. But our bartender's overhearing this. So yeah, I'm like saying hello and taking a photo with people.
He's like, this guy just told me and he wasn't John Crist.
I can kind of see him. He's just like confused out of his mind. That he was like, are you this guy I think is famous? I'm like, no, I'm not. And then people were like, can we take a photo with you? He's like, whoa. And he came up to me. He's like, dude, why are you messing with me? I was like, what? He's like, you're not going to tell me who you are? I'm like, oh, he's like, you're Trey Kennedy. I'm like, oh, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
This was all very confusing. I think he asked them. They told him he never knew who I was. He's just like, I got to.
Yeah, let's say your first and last
name.
Trying
to get a decent tip here. So that was great.
You're Trey Kennedy. That's great.
I also, we went to Kenny Chesney at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
Which he does a big summer tour. What an experience. I mean, I was talking, he's of our generation too. I think it goes Garth, George Strait, Kenny. Doesn't it?
He's in the Mount Rushmore, you think?
It's just crazy. You go and you're kind of like, I mean, who's listening? I'm not turning his music on all the time. You're like, I know every word to 20 of these songs. And we were did a little tailgate next to this huge party of like probably college age or like just out of college age kids. And I took one photo and it was with one of their like 50-year-old moms.
Oh, okay.
So that was, I felt right.
Yeah, you got to do one.
She was a great lady.
I knew you were at the Kenny Chesney concert and I knew you were tailgating because I had multiple people text me. This is not even like fans. These are like personal friends of mine text me and say like, just saw Trey tailgating. That would be one text. Another text. Wanted to fangirl so hard, but I didn't say anything.
I think you need a raise for the sheer point of how much you deal with that quietly. People like, hey, Jake, by the way, ran into Trey. I know someone who knows Trey, and you just have to go, okay. Thanks for keeping me informed at all the shows. Like,
hey what shoes is Trey wearing tonight?
Can I see Trey? I didn't like what Trey said there. I liked what he said there. Tell him that.
Dude, the thing I got the most often... was, hey, so we bought VIP tickets, but we ran late. Is there like anything you could do? And then I say, oh, I'm sorry, I was one of the performers tonight. And they say, yeah, no, we know. Is there
we
like
also spilled popcorn? That's gonna get cleaned up, right? Yeah.
There's gotta be a lot of traffic on the ride home. Is there anything you can do about that? Like an extra road you know about? Is there anything? We'd like to come back to this theater and see Josh Groban. Is there anything you could do? He's going to be here in 2 weeks.
It's going to be good. You raise me up. It's gonna... Simon Cowell's favorite.
That's what I got the most out of the shows.
I was by a Missouri State tailgate. You know people from
Let's Go Bears? Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
That's funny. Yeah, the text I got, which it's someone from high school, and you know that because there's no last name in my phone. If I get him advice, it's like, why would I know another Lauren in my life? This is just Lauren.
Lauren, yeah. There's not that many of those.
It's just Lauren.
Yeah.
So there's no last name, so you know it's a friend from high school. And we have not talked. I have my text set to delete once a year, so we've not texted in over a year. Okay. It's the only text here. I just saw Trey tailgating at Arrowhead. I, all caps, almost fangirled so hard, period.
I said, the whole text.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ha-ha, nice. Kenny Chesney? She goes, yep.
That was the interaction.
Yeah, I just had like five of those.
That yep spells, 100% spells like, why'd I send the first one? It does. Nice. That Kenny Chesney? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I texted you. Kenny Chesney's worth going to. A concert that big and that country is worth going to. I don't even care. Put earplugs in. Just observe. Yeah. I mean, let me tell you some of these stories and the interaction. The people in front of us. I mean, which by the way, Katie, maybe this is kind of a female thing. Katie's a big eavesdropper. I mean, she told me all this after. I'm not paying attention to this.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, did you see what happened in front of us? Like, I don't, like, yeah, Kenny Chesney performed for 2 hours.
He just
She's
sang.
Like, oh, no.
No.
So the couple in front of us, initially they're like, Probably outrageous. I mean, they're just having a classic, good old couple in love concert experience. I mean, they're really touchy. They're like doing a weird smooch thing, and it was like, which I tried to
a weird do with smooch. Yeah, thing.
I mean, you know, just one of those concert just
kissing elbows, weird stuff.
And then, you know, some things go by. Then another girl walks up. She appears to have a fight with her guy. She walks off, comes back. Katie notices, and this is amazing. In the fight, the girl takes off her ring finger and moves it to the ring finger on the right. Which I guess signifying, like, I'm not married to you for the next hour. I don't know. It keeps going, you know. The emotions rise. She comes back later with a bag of ice to ice her finger because now it is stuck the wrong finger. She's got it stuck. The smoochy couple, my guess is these girls are best buds or sisters.
Okay.
They start exchanging something. It appears they get a little heated of words. Ring girl snaps, really says something.
Okay.
Smooch girl plops down. Waterworks. Just bawling. And the poor husband, who had 30 minutes ago was just in love.
Uh-huh.
Smooch city. He's doing a classic, just kind of like patting her on the shoulder. Kind of like a,
some light back rubs.
And we've really got to. And then she kind of exclaimed, like, I've got to go. And they left. This is 30 minutes this happened. Chaos. And the ring girl just stood there, ice on her finger. Never got confirmation that she was able to slip it off. So that happened. It was worth the experience in and of itself.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So wish the best. Hope everyone figured that out. But it was a roller coaster of emotions in front of me.
Yeah, you do need to go to those places just more. I've never been to a concert, if anything, that scale. Like at a stadium like that. I mean, there's so many people. That's so fun.
A lot of people. Just craziness, man. I mean, we witnessed... It's one of those, if like my parents took me as a kid, I've been traumatized. I'm a little sheltered boy. I mean, I saw so many people vomiting. They're just like, you're like, dude. Literally saw a girl wheeled out, like EMS, like wheeling a girl out in a wheelchair. So she was so inebriated.
Oh.
It's like, drink less of it. Is it? I don't know how. Like, you know, one too many is one thing, but like you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah. It's Kenny Chesney. I don't know if it's worth that. Huh. 4th of July.
But our tailgate was great. It was one of those, like, you ever been a group of friends, Rectis, Jake?
Yeah.
Where people were doing the, so what are we thinking for the tailgate? And no one's really...
Yeah.
Maybe we can do this or that?
No one's making decisions.
And I made a point, like, I orchestrated the whole ticket buying the thing. Yeah. I'm not also. And so we just kind of showed up, and we had... Thank goodness I texted one guy. He's like, can I grab something? I was like, get some water bottles. So we had like, at least everyone could have like a water bottle.
Good.
And people brought like a few Bud Lights and chips.
It's a sick tailgate.
It was like literally rainy. It was like sunny as all get out. And then it rained. And we didn't have a tent. We're just out there. Like, it would have been nice if we had something. That's always, you know, you go with it, but. Which anyone experienced the group thing where no one's stepping up, no, it just doesn't happen.
And you pay the price.
I had some buddies who were like, golf trip soon? I was like, I'd be down, but I'm not. I've done enough planning things. And there was five or six texts. Yeah. Anyone? Yeah. And no one really planned it, and now it's not happening.
It is interesting. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's some aspect of personality traits, but like, because you and I think both fit that same role in our friend groups where it's like, if we're not the ones making decisions, it's probably not going to happen. A lot, not all the time, but a lot of the time. I feel like that, especially with golf. I've booked every tee time that my friends have played golf at for 4 months.
Yeah, I think one of the main characteristics of that is trying.
Making an effort.
Ladies don't realize what a miracle it is when a group of guys can get together.
On time.
I mean, they're like, they're bachelorette. They've got how many... decorations and reservations. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all in a place for a weekend. So one of these men planned this. It's amazing.
Yeah. It is. I got together with some men last week.
Good for you.
Yeah. I got asked to sub for a slow pitch softball team. Mm. And it was a team full of millennials, all people in their 20s and 30s, except we had one guy who was like, the father-in-law of someone else who couldn't even be there, you know, whatever. But he's on the team permanently. It's 95 degrees, humid as ever. He's wearing blue jeans and two t-shirts. And
you don't want to take his cash.
Yeah. It was pretty fascinating because he was just like a lot of like just boomer energy out of him. Anytime we left runners on base, he was like legitimately frustrated at us. He's like, we're out here playing slow pitch softball. Slow pitch softball, and we can't score runs. And we just get kind of quiet. Like, is this rhetorical? Yeah. Or should I answer him? Like, I tried. I got jammed a little bit. So yeah. I hit a hard line drive. He caught it. Is that what you want me to say? And then he would just.
How much do you expect us to score?
He would walk up and down the dugout while we're all sitting there, and he'd just go, good grief.
And this guy was what relation to you?
He was like, I don't know. He was like the father-in-law of someone who I think used to be on the team and maybe isn't on the team anymore. I don't fully know. But everyone knows. I think they've been playing together for years. Like, everyone knows him. He's like a friend of theirs. But he is like 30 years older than everyone. And anyway, I think it just, you know, probably a guy who loves it. He loves playing softball. He likes this. But it just got so into it and so negatively into it. You know, we'd pop out somewhere. It's like, guys, this ain't us. Hey, somebody wake our bats up. Where are we at tonight? We just gonna stand around or we gonna hit the ball?
Hey, I thought bats aren't supposed to be asleep during the day. Actually, they are.
Wait, hold on. They are nocturnal. Softball.
Yeah, softball bats aren't. They're dayturnal. Whatever it is.
At one point, he called us all lazy dogs. That was one of my favorite comments.
Lazy dogs.
Playing with a bunch of lazy dogs. I hit after him in the order. And one time, this is like our second time through the lineup, he like has like a long at bat. He ends up grounding out. He's walking back to the dugout, so he has to walk by me. And as he walks by me / the umpire, when I'm getting ready to hit, he looks the umpire right in the eyes. He goes, I've been playing longer than you've been umpiring, and I've never seen that first pitch called a strike. And I was like, oh my God. He's arguing balls and strikes and slow pitch softball.
Is the ump like a kid?
He was like probably our age.
Yeah.
Just like,
he's like, man,
I don't know. I get paid $18 an hour. I didn't have anything going on tonight.
Hey, if you want to really raise a man, tell your teenager to be an ump.
Yeah.
You know, that'll
have to deal with a lot.
Oh my gosh. I had a buddy who he would ump. Like 16 years old. I mean, grown man just screaming at a child. It's shocking. I'm terrified of that.
Oh my gosh. I refereed one thing ever. It was in Missouri, they call it Mighty Mites, but it's just like Pop Warner, like little kid football or whatever. So I refereed for like 3 weeks, just probably fifth grade football. Couldn't take it. It was, just, oh my
I'm
gosh.
Out.
Yeah. And I don't think I was necessarily like bad at it. It was just like, no matter what, it's the, you know, the nature of the beast. Just like when you make a call in any sport, 50% of the fans are not going to like what you said. Oh, it sucks. It is awful. And people just make up stuff. They're like, I know you know them from this. It's like, no, what? No, there's no like bias. Like,
empty your pockets. They pay you? I saw her slip her bra money. It's dripping down your leg. call it fair.
Oh, yeah. Man. You don't call it fair. I'm going to take this to the papers.
It is. It always sounds... I officiated a water spike ball game, and I was getting screamed at. I mean, that's the lowest level of officiating.
Yeah, see, that's not even fun.
That was a rim. He hit the rim. No, I did it. Are you blind?
If you ever need to really prove a point or teach anyone a lesson, I'm randomly friends with the national champion of spike ball. You let me know.
Holy cow.
Make a call. I'll have him down there for pool spike ball.
You're in the community, man. The white people sports.
The novelty white people sports.
I mean, you're...
If you need jugglers, pickleballers, or spikeballers.
My goodness.
I've got the top. Top of the
that
top.
That's brilliant. Where are we at with bocce ball?
I don't know any botchers.
Cornhole?
Cornballers, no.
I saw that on the 4th.
Where?
On TV. There's one of the, you know, those guys are automatic. More importantly on TV, did you tune into the hot dog eating contest?
I did see the clip.
Oh, I watch it every year. Katie's first time watching. She was fun to watch with.
Didn't grow up watching.
Oh my gosh. Ew. Yeah. I love, they do a little warm up to the men's hot dog eating contest with the second annual chug contest.
Okay.
Badlands Baker or something like that. He's won it back-to-back years. He chugged a gallon of lemonade in maybe 20 seconds. So it's a short event, but...
lemonade.
It was unbelievable. And then he just chugs a gallon of lemonade. So you imagine the air he takes in, and they put the mic up like, how you feel? And he's just... yeah! I mean, the guy is 480 pounds.
Really?
It is.
Didn't make a dent in his caloric intake for the day.
But watch Joey Chestnut. If you missed it, first of all, Joey, he won the 15th title. Unbelievable. Unprecedented.
Yeah, he's getting older, too. He's mm-hmm. still glozing him
He was
down.
On a broken leg.
Really?
Broken leg. Wait, he's in a boot. He's in a cast.
How does he have a broken leg? Is this non-related? Non-injury related?
No.
Off-the-field injury.
I think the... Because the hot dog, there's no way they all go in the stomach. So I think they've learned to send the hot dogs like through their bodies. And I think they got stuck in the right leg once. Tibia was done.
That's how they got so good. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just use their stomach to digest.
No.
Not Kobayashi, not Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. They send it through the blood system. Yeah.
It is pretty impressive.
And then about 17 dogs in, a protester sprints out.
Yeah, this is great.
What did the sign say?
It said the word Death Star, and then some word before it that I didn't recognize.
It's like death to the Death Star. It was some nonsense, I think. He had a Darth Vader mask on.
Yeah, I'm looking at now. Joey Chestnut, protester.
He pops in front of Joey Chestnut, trying to protest. I mean, Joey Chestnut's mid-bite. He, in one fell swoop, headlock, throw him to the ground, grabs the next hot dog.
It was awesome. There's like a slight pause where he's like, who is this guy? And he's like, oh, wait, he's not supposed to be here. Let's choke him.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
He had an official score of 63 hot dogs, but I'm gonna give him 64 because that's another dog he took down.
All right, I found it. Yeah, he's wearing a Darth Vader mask. It says Expose Mythfield Death Star.
Does that mean anything?
Mythfield. Where I grew up.
Crypto coin.
They call it the meth field. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Derek, are you aware of what it is?
I think they had to like mass kill something, and that's what he's talking about.
Oh, maybe it was Smithfield, it looks like. He was covering up one of the main letters with his hand.
See, that's what he didn't account for. Joey Chestnut, he's one of the quickest athletes of all time.
Yeah, he does things fast for a living.
Yeah, you mean...
What is Smithfield Death Star? Smithfield. Let's see... It was the movement when people started taking over the internet to find out the meaning. Oh, I started reading at the wrong point. Sorry. Just get to the point, article. He was a protester of Smithfield Foods, an American food company that produces pork. And this food company is also based in Smithfield, Virginia.
Okay.
Riveting.
So
glad I looked that up.
You know, protest the place where people
make a living.
Make a living eating this, and clearly love it. That is what the battle of Nathan's hot dog versus vegans will intensify over time.
Yeah,
it's gonna be brilliant.
It's gonna be like the Sunnis and the Shiites.
Before It'll be you know a it. Huge, huge deal of controversy in the professional eating world. You know, if someone's like, "Hey, I'm vegan," well, they're like, "Well, that sits differently in your stomach. All that tofu versus all this pork,
it's not the same." You know what?
Slides down the leg faster.
You dunk it in water so it gets down your legs faster.
Oh, man.
I think I should be protesting. As someone who is affected and who identifies as a non-red meat eater, because I'm allergic because I was bit by a tick a couple summers ago, why am I not protesting that they're not eating chicken dogs or turkey brats?
You should release a litany of ticks into the field. So how do you like it?
A litany of ticks. Or just release just like a video just on my own Instagram. Mm. Hey guys, so elephant in the room. Once again, I was not able to compete in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest because they're still using red meat. I've reached out to the congressman in my area. They are doing nothing about it. So that is why I'm coming to Instagram.
Nathan did get back to me and assured me it's actually not real meat in those. So I've been enjoying them ever since.
Yeah, they're made of soybean and cardboard. So I can eat that. I did wonder why I was still able to eat pizza rolls and found out that the meat in there is soy. So
that's interesting.
Interesting is a good word for it. What is it? What's in it for Joey Chestnut? Does he make money eating 50 hot dogs in 20 seconds?
Yep.
Okay, he does.
He makes $83,000 a year.
Get a load of this.
Get a load of this. I mean, seriously. He might be an exception. He probably has some endorsements and stuff. He's doing well. But some of those people, man.
Joey Chestnut's salary. Salary, it's like someone pays him.
Salary, yeah. What does Mr. Eater pay him?
What does the digestive system pay him? Man, he's got a mouth on him. I mean, I'm watching it. It's large.
Oh my gosh, yeah. He's built like a piranha.
Yeah, it'd be nothing but bones if you're in the water for more than 30 seconds. Okay, like. Oh, this is great. Okay, just. In 2021, the 37-year-old is still going strong. He won two competitions at the beginning of last year, eating 10 cups of ramen and setting a new world record by downing nearly 24 pounds of red beans and rice, for which he earned a $1,500 check.
Dude, how disrespectful. You're sitting there. You just had a dump truck full of beans and rice. And like, well done, man.
You ate literally a village worth.
Yeah.
Because this is what they eat.
Yeah. Here is your monthly medical insurance premium. Good job. Like, screw you. Dude, no, it's interesting. Matt Stoney. He's interesting.
Because Matt Stoney. That's Post Malone's real name.
Close.
Dang it.
Matt Stoney was a professional eater, and he turned to YouTube. So every week he's like, all right, guys, I'm going to eat 60 Big Macs. And he just does a time lapse, and he gets millions of views.
Really?
So he's making plenty of money. But
dude, the $83,000 salary may not be that far off. This looks like it was in 2010, but Kobayashi signed like an actual contract with like a company. It was with Major League Eating, which I guess is just...
Major League Eating, sure, the MLE.
Yeah, MLE. They reportedly agreed to pay him $100,000 annually.
Okay. And that was to Kobayashi.
That was to Kobayashi.
He was the number one or two guy.
Yeah, so he was the top dog. Which is still a great living. But think about, I mean, if the top dog is earning that, that means like if you're like the 12th best competitive eater, I mean, you definitely like, you have a job.
They did show there's like, I love the intros to the hot dog contest. They're very self-aware. They kind of make fun of themselves. But
right.
They're like, I think he was like the 16th ranked eater. And he also was like a therapist or something. So
he's 16th best in pork rinds, actually. That's kind of a strong suit. He's also the 9th best chiropractor in the West Palm Beach area. So how about that?
He's got business cards with him. Yeah, it looks like only maybe the top 5 or maybe 10 are like full time.
Yeah.
There's a 6'9 Nigerian who's a top 5, and he has the world record for most kale salads consumed.
Oh, okay. Underdog city. Story.
Yeah, so you just pound in kale salad. Like, I don't know. What does that do for the body? Just what an overload of minerals and vitamins. Can't be bad, right?
It's probably good.
Just so much kale.
It's just so much kale.
You just would go to like a Pizza Hut buffet and you just eat the whole kale display.
Like that huge, huge bowl.
Uh-huh.
I'll just take
or
this.
Like they use it like ornamentally. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That's what kale needs to revert back to. Kale used to be a decoration.
A garnish.
Because they're like, who would, I mean.
No one would eat this.
Basically, you know, same thing as.
We have iceberg lettuce available.
Garland. We're not about to cook that up. We're going to be eating garland by 2030.
Do you know that my middle name is Garland?
I do now.
Yeah. That. So it could be big for me.
You ready to go by that?
I'm waiting for it to kind of take off.
And, family name?
Yeah. My great grandpa loved eating garland.
Okay.
So that's why I was named after him.
It was really before his time.
Yeah, it was. It was. Everyone thinks it's his name. No.
Don't lay
off. His favorite
food. Any Christmas party with garland hung up.
Oh, don't invite
couple
grandpa.
Of eggnogs and there goes your decor.
Dude, I think last year when we recorded a podcast around this time is when you educated me that hot dogs are sometimes called glizzies. I'd never heard that.
Glizzy's been on the... last year's hot dog, I mean, it was Glizzy Gladiator. Mm. Glizzy this, Glizzy that. No mention of Glizzy this year. Very fickle, you know, words these days.
Well, yeah, you educated me on that. So I was like, oh, okay, great. Hadn't heard it for like a year, basically. And like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was playing golf with some guy. I got like paired up with him randomly. I didn't know him. And we play 9 holes. We go into the pro shop, whatever. We're on hole 10. And one of the guys is like, sorry about that. Had to do a little glizzy guzzling in there. And I had no idea what that meant for like 20 seconds. I was like, what did he just do in there? What? I mean, it did take him a while.
Can you imagine the country club 50-year-olds he said that to? You got any glizzy guzzlers here? They're like, screw you. These kids these days.
Yeah. I had to use several context clues to then, I was like, oh, this is what Trey was talking about 11 months ago. It's a hot dog. I knew I'd heard this somewhere.
And he ate it quickly.
Yeah, now I got it.
Speaking of that, we did golf last week, and we were trying to film bits, and we're keeping the pace.
Dude, you called it. You totally called it.
100% of the time I go out there, and retired old white men want to rip my head off. I can't figure out how to appease them out there. I'm respectful. I keep up with the pace. I mean, there's... literally, that was the worst yet. Screaming at us. Come on!
I have never been yelled at a golf course before. And three different times. Hey! Come on! And we couldn't go any faster. Like, we had to wait for the group in front of us. Like, I don't know what. Just this.
But if you don't know golf, the senior men, they have a different starting point, which is like half, in some holes, like almost half as far.
Yeah, they get to tee off way closer.
Which, and so they're like screaming at us, like, dude, you're playing like 80-yard par threes. Give us a second. Oh, they were horrible. And I say this sometimes, you know that, you know, inside your head, you know when you're being so good inside your head, you're like, I want to do some awful things, I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. And no one's going to give you credit for that because no one can read your mind. But, dude, I deserved a lot of credit. Because I wanted,
not saying things
I wanted
to, them.
To be mean to them, and I wasn't.
It was wild. And Derek made a good observation because there was quite the generational gap. Because anyone that we ran into who was like 50 and younger even thought it was really cool that we were out there filming, we were making YouTube content. People were like, how do I subscribe right now? And it's like, we haven't even made this channel yet. They still thought it was cool. But anyone, 50 and older, which is like...
Oh, yeah. At one point, he got up behind me and Derek. He's like, you got permission to do this? And I just went with the classic ignore him and act like I didn't hear him. He's like, hey.
I totally missed it. I did it really bad.
Derek was like, dude, he just said it a third time, dude. He just said it again. I was like, I just drove off. And they didn't talk to us again. Ian did?
Yeah.
Shout out Ian. He was working at the club.
A promo. That's funny.
Oh, that's great. He was working at the golf club, and you know, he's like, oh, how cool. So I guess he fended them off by lying to them and saying we were shooting like a commercial for it. Which isn't a total lie. I mean.
We mentioned the golf course.
Not going to hurt. No pub.
I was so frazzled. Derek, that might even be one of the editing. Like, it'd be a funny, like, a meter to have on the, like, golf log. It's just like the frazzle meter. Because I think as it went on, I was a mental just wreck. They were just so close to us and yelling at us. And I was trying to go so fast and be funny and play good golf. It was a nightmare.
Not an easy job.
It was fun. It was fun and it was hot.
It was.
No glizzies, though.
It's good, man. Summertime's in full swing. Good weekend for you. You do any fireworks?
No. People can't believe that I grew up where I grew up and... never did the firework thing, but yeah, I think my parents were just too cheap. Like, no, we're not going to like shoot off fireworks. Just go to the big display every year and just go watch them for free.
We do a little something. Yeah, it was similar. We do a few little pop-pop. Ooh, smoke balls. Ooh.
Pop-pop. Is that your grandpa or was that like a firework?
Just a firework. Mm. Mm-hmm. Grandpa was bye-bye.
Grandpa was named Sparkler.
Sparkler. Yeah.
It was confusing.
It was. And we just do like, buy like a couple like fancy ones. Big finale. Whoa. One time it tipped over and shot out a horizontal, like sea level.
I've done that.
Which was my favorite. I was like, let's do that again. They're like, absolutely, it's very dangerous. but I really enjoyed that one. That's a memorable one.
Rachel and I went to a fireworks display last night and she made the comment. She was like, I love a good fake finale. You know that part when you're going to like a fireworks display? It's like when a perform, you're at a concert and they play like a really popular song towards the end. Thank you guys. Thank you. And you know, like, that's not it. They're going to come back out. They're going to come out and they'll play the main song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I love a good fake finale. If I was running a fireworks show, the whole thing would be a fake finale. Why aren't we doing this? Just start off so hot, stay hot, finish hot.
I went to a fireworks show once growing up
in Tokyo, Japan.
And it was the greatest fireworks show of my life because this place had a whole show lined up. And I guess something happened where like a fire kind of went out. Fire went. And so they all went off simultaneously.
This is what I'm talking about.
And I mean, it was over in 10 minutes, but it was just like, oh my, they really upped the budget this year. It was unbelievable that it kind of ended. You're like, what was that? Just, I mean, it was a 100-yard dash of a fireworks show. It was electric.
Legend has it.
Oh my gosh.
Legend has it. This is why Pop Pop is no longer with us.
Yeah. Couldn't handle. Old Sparkler couldn't take that. It was overwhelming. It was an amazing experience.
I mean, I do love the idea of that. Just get it all over with in about 45 seconds.
You just, yeah. You throw like a Molotov cocktail into the fireworks you didn't sell. You're just like, let's see. This is going to go every which way.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to, there's a lot more things I'd like to do with fireworks. One, can we get a drone up there? I'd like to see drone footage. Two, why don't I just get up there? Can I fly in a low altitude plane, have fireworks going off around me if I knew I was going to be safe?
That's next level.
Three, can we make an American flag firework? I've seen smiley Surely. Faces for years. I've seen all sorts of shapes, all sizes, all colors.
Maybe to start appealing to kind of the other demographic that gets left out, firework that just explodes and says, like, we can do better. It just explodes and goes,
job's not done.
Not even top 10. So, job, yeah.
Yeah. It explodes. It says 17th in literacy.
Just reminders of fireworks, right?
Just kind of, you know, like everything's factual, but with a little twist.
America's great, but
we got a ways to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Healthcare. Let's talk about it. Yeah. Start appealing to that other audience who's kind of anti.
That would get them more into the fireworks shows.
I think. I think so.
Yeah. We went to one last night. 2 minutes into the show, the guy next to us just gets up, him and his wife start loading up the motorcycle. And I was like, I mean, it just started. Did this guy just come to just be a reminder? Like, okay, dang it. I knew what fireworks looked like and I forgot. Like he saw one. He's like, that's good.
Yeah.
And so he starts like loading up and he gets on the motorcycle, helmet, you know, leather jacket, button, zipped, everything. And then he watches the rest of the 20-minute fireworks show, one, on his motorcycle, and two, about 8 feet in front of me. So I loved that. Ugh. And it was just, once again, just like a boomer thing.
Exhaust is hot.
He just like, I think it was, he was just like, I'm going to be the first one out of this parking lot. Like it is going to be chaos and no one is beating me out of here. And so, yeah, he watched the fireworks show with a helmet on, with a visor on, with a leather jacket buttoned all the way up and the motorcycle going right in front of my lawn chair.
At the Chesney concert, beating the traffic is just a huge, I mean, what, you know, you're getting older when it's like, hey, should we park in there with all the madness? It's like, no, let's basically park like a mile down the road and we're going to walk.
Yeah.
And a little bit before, we're going to run and we're going to have no traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You start to do that a little more. It's quite sad.
We got to be able to fix this. Can we just, what do we need to do? I figured it out. I just thought we need multi-leveled roads. Like some parking garages come out several levels, but you still have to drive down to the bottom when you're done. What if the whole infrastructure of roads was on multiple levels?
You're onto something?
No more traffic. Oh, solved.
Solved. What if it's a tunnel underground?
Okay.
And there's no friction.
Okay.
And it moves really fast.
Okay.
Someone should tell Elon about this.
Sounds boring.
Yeah, sounds boring.
That sounds boring.
Oh, man. What would happen soon? Are gas prices going down?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a politics guy, but I did get a chuckle out of, I get it's a tough situation, war, blah, 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 but Biden tweeted out, he's like, gas stations, just lower the prices. Do you see this?
He tweeted out, is this real?
He's like, I'm calling on all gas stations, help us out here. Just
stop turning a profit.
Turn the price. And I just love, that was like 16-year-old me. When I started driving, my parents were like, you've got to pay for your gas. I was like, ugh. Which, by the way, it was like $4 a gallon when I was 16.
Really?
Which is interesting. And
thanks, Osama.
Yeah. And I was like, I remember going to gas stations and just being like, well, if they're charging the same, why doesn't one lower it 5 cents and then that one's out of business? I mean, why am I not running these things?
I had the same thought when I was like driving high school.
Just no concept of just simple like
economics. Yeah.
Supply, demand, cost versus revenue, expense. It was like, yeah, wait, I don't want to spend $4 a gallon, but $3 I would. They should just lower the prices. And now it's better for, they make more money because they sell more of it. I spend less money. I don't understand this.
I'm shocked I didn't see that. I don't really think I was on my phone much all weekend, humble brag. But, I mean, was he just, what was like the reaction to this? Were there two sides to it? Thing.
No, not really. Even so, I guess Bezos, which he's a left-leaning billionaire, I'd learned from all this.
Okay.
Because people were kind of making a fuss like, dude, when you have Bezos disagreeing with you, that's bad. He just kind of retweeted it and was like, basically was like, does the president's administration not know how like basic market dynamics work?
Gas stations make pennies.
Yeah, gas station. I actually have a little insight here. Not to brag, but I was a pricing analyst intern for Love's Travel Stops for a summer.
Oh, Stratford got a Love's recently.
Oh, they're nice. Clean. Nice,
yeah.
And
Arby's connected to it.
It was like a whole department like dedicated to like, what do we price Snickers bars at? And the little taquitos.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think gas stations mainly, it's like,
they make their money off the goods, right?
Yeah, going in, using the bathroom, grabbing a few snacks, food. That's the deal. So
that's how they make their money.
They really, I don't think they have a lot of choice in what they've got to pay what they pay. And
Not to brag, but I was an intern once and I was told I was going to be working for a sports agency.
Okay, sporty.
And I ended up doing very elementary level data entry for 2 weeks.
That's something.
It was soul sucking.
My internship was one of those where I would show up for a 40-hour work week and be given about 4 hours of work. So, I mean, man, killing time is wild.
Yeah, did you have a go-to
torture,
like hobby? Like, did you get good at solitaire at that time? Or?
Audiobooks.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of a slow, because I think everyone there understood it. By the end of the summer, it's kind of like, just, we know you're not doing anything. So it started with like audiobooks, then just straight up reading them on my phone, then just straight up watching Game of Thrones episodes, then straight up just leaving to like get my car washed. So it was a slow.
Like, one time I went to Switzerland.
Yeah. I got through half the Harry Potters on the clock.
It's a good internship.
Found out I didn't like Harry Potter. Everyone's like, you've got to read 4,000 pages, and then it gets really good.
And then you'll get it.
Every Harry Potter book is Harry Potter. Voldemort wants to get him. He successfully does it, and then Dumbledore's like, not today. Book over. Like, Harry Potter's making everything more difficult. This Dumbledore guy's the... And then everyone's like, well, that's only the first 3 books. Like, 6,000 pages. So I read half of them. I read through some other stuff, a lot of articles. I would go to Jersey Mike's for lunch every day. Got to know the people working there.
I've heard a lot of stories in your past that revolve around Jersey Mike's. This must have been that era.
The summer of Jersey Mike's. I was back in the old days where you worked in the office, had to wear slacks.
Slacks, good word.
I mean, there's no way people in that office having to wear slacks and button-ups these days.
I love the word slacks.
Slacks,
dude. You think it's where, I actually just thought of this, the communication app Slack came from like corporate offices having to wear slacks?
Are you telling me that is? Or
no, I'm just like thinking of it right now, perhaps.
Maybe so.
No way of knowing.
Do you think McDonald's was started by a guy named McDonald?
Yes, it was. Yeah, I saw the movie. It was. So.
Oh, you actually know.
What do you say?
Not even close.
Slack what's Slack?
It? What's the origin?
Searchable log of all conversations and knowledge.
Oh, it's an acronym.
Ugh, acronyms kind of get old. I mean, what a stretch. Searchable log of searchable log of algorithms. Searchable log of all conversation and knowledge.
Searchable log.
Love how people just delete articles for their convenience.
Yeah.
So really, it's SLOACAK. Slowcack.
So there's a ring to it.
But that was my one experience in getting the 2-week paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
a
pretty cool feeling.
Yeah. What's it like just paying your taxes weekly and not in a 5-figure sum once a year that makes you want to move to, you know, outer space?
Puerto Rico. What's the tax on outer space? Yeah. Much less painful. Or like two people do the, charitable giving or tithing at a church or something. Mm. People are like, yeah, I just have it automatically. It just goes out of it. Like, what do you do? Are we pre-tax or post-tax here?
Yeah.
People go, I guess post-tax. How do I do the math? I don't know what I'm making, when.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to look back and go, okay, that's the number for all the year, 10% of that. And then you're like, well, wait a second.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, guy has Yeezys on.
Why don't we
just... It's just trickier.
Why don't we lower the prices of tithing?
Lower the prices of... If everyone... If we... This 10% thing, if we just did 8, maybe everyone... When you think about it, people would commit to that more.
Instead of tithing, what about just fithing? We do 5%.
Okay.
Or fithing.
If all the churches and God agree...
If they're on the same page...
We just drop it down.
Kind of a fithing initiative.
In a way, it's actually more money.
Yeah. Quantity over... the other type of quantity.
Mm-hmm. See?
Makes sense.
Economics geniuses right here.
Economics. I had a fun little action last week that I think you'll appreciate. After the slow pitch softball game, I went to the concession stand. And, for one, they had Dippin' Dots on the menu. So I got pretty fired up.
Dude. Sometimes it's just the shape.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing about the ice cream.
You give me a carrot, baby carrot. I'm like, ugh. You give me a carrot, carrot sliced thin like a chip.
Really? You're kind of into that.
Carrot chips all day will take down baby carrots. Sticks. It'll blow your mind that shape will do.
You're onto something here. You're onto something.
Yeah.
I think certain foods could even use a rebranding. Right. And what it is, it's just a reshaping.
Yeah.
I think.
Certain shapes of people I prefer over others. Like a really round guy is just fun to be around.
Yeah, people like to talk about a woman, you know, have like a Coke bottle body. No thanks. Mm-mm. I want a 2-liter.
Yeah. I mean, I want to get going. 4-liter. You ever seen the speed on a 4-liter? So you got Dippin' Dots.
Oh, no. I said, I'll take Dippin' Dots. He said, we don't have them. And I was like, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, the menu. I'm a stupid.
Sorry, I thought of that. That just came out of nowhere. It wasn't on the menu or anything. But then a guy walks up to me while I'm, you know, kind of waiting to get my stuff. And he goes, you know, my first car was a Ford. And I was like, oh, right on, brother.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's truly out of nowhere. It's exactly how the story goes.
Good.
Funny you say that. That comes back later in the story. He's like, yeah, first car was a Ford. You know, it was 73. You know, and just telling me all this car stuff. You know, the suspension on it wasn't even the original suspension. I'm like, dude, that's nuts. Oh, wow. Same thing as that over and over.
Crazy.
Oh, wow, really? He's like, and the thing, I got to tell you, I would have never been able to afford it. I got some inheritance money, so that's how I was able. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Guy working the concession stand.
No, this is a guy who comes up to me.
Oh, guy comes up to you.
Yeah, okay. Either way, I'm right there, though. A guy comes up to me, he's telling me all this. I'm like, oh, wow, that is crazy.
Was he 70 years old?
It wasn't even that old, probably like mid-40s.
Oh.
And then he was just like, and the thing is, you know, I still have that car. I don't drive it. It's sitting in my buddy's lawn right now. I'm thinking about fixing it up. And I'm telling him, like, dude, yeah, you should. You know, it sounds like you really liked it. I am trying my absolute best. You know, if this guy worked at a golf shop, I'd have him on the tee time behind me. But he eventually, I mean, we talk for forever. Because meanwhile, the cherry icy I ordered is taken forever to be ordered.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, how about that icy? No way. Yeah, you should fix that up. Make it whatever flavor.
I would settle for anything. Any liquid. Mm-hmm. At this point. Just hand me something for the love of God. Eventually, I'm trying to contribute. I'm like, all right, I get my thing. I'm like, well, have a good one. And he kind of looks at me and goes, dude, I'm sorry. I thought your hat said Ford on it. I was wearing... The good merch, like the hat just says good on it. So it says the word good.
Yeah, our buddies have a golf channel. It says good on it.
Good and cursive. and this guy just thought it said Ford and just thought it was an open invitation to just go nuts on some Ford talk.
Dude, these days, if you're around some old men, you got to watch what you put on your body. It says anything about a certain brand, they'll go, ah, the Cowboys. In 93, I was at that AFC championship.
You know, I liked Aikman, but Roger Staubach, I mean, he could sling it.
He could sling it. Like, I just got us at the thrift store. That's fantastic.
It was awesome. I was trying my absolute hardest.
Make you think twice about wearing that hat again?
Totally. No way. No way I'm wearing
Ford
that again.
Guys.
Yeah. Dude, at least he owned up to it. It was just like really apologetic. Like, I thought your hat said Ford, and all in all, he was a pretty normal guy. It was just funny that he just like saw the hat Ford. He's like, oh, this guy's going to love this. And I'm sure he was even thinking, man, this guy's not really reacting like I thought he might. He's giving me a lot of, oh, that's crazy.
Okay. Even if you had a Ford hat on, I think you put that together. You're like, people don't put on a Ford hat like, I'm going to wear this hat today because I love Fords. It's just like a hat.
Yeah, it's almost like what Carhartt has become. It's just like a recognizable, like, good brand. I don't know.
What are your thoughts on the Carhartt craze?
I don't own any Carhartt, but I can see both sides of the issue.
You know, I was proud to say, we went to Chesney, and, you know, of course, everyone's like, okay, we got to, like, dress the part. All the, you know, girl, everyone's got their cowboy boots on, mm-hmm. get to come. And I'm proud to say I own nothing that even resembles a country boy.
That is a proud moment to know I can't adequately dress for a country music concert.
I can't. I'm like, and Katie's like, you just don't look very like, you know, like you don't look like you're going to a concert. Like I don't. Why would I own a bunch of Carhartt and cowboy boots?
I
don't like to get dirty. I don't. This makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I saw Katie, like, she even had, like, a bandana on.
She's wearing a little bandana.
Yeah.
Ooh. But still, she wore, like, a black vest. It was, like, a Chippendale vest. It was more of that than country.
Yeah.
So, I just wore my Oklahoma State Cowboys shirt.
Cowboys.
It's the best I got.
Which is nice.
Yeah. I was proud of that.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Kenny. No Shoes Nation. I learned that. That's his thing.
That's his
No Shoes Nation.
He performs shoeless?
No, but he has that one song, like, no shoes, no shirt,
no problem.
So this whole thing's like, on the beach, beers on the beach, no shoes on the beach.
That makes sense. I think most people are following.
Everyone had shoes on. I was shocked at how little bare feet I saw with, like, No Shoes Nation planted everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think some people would not wear shoes.
You'd think. Or, yeah, you would think. No Shoes Nation. That's great that he's like, beer's on the beach, great time to wear no shoes. Like, everyone already takes off their... Hey, sand volleyball court, great spot to just kick back and take off the shoes.
No shoes. Crazy, right?
That's me. That's my brand. Dude, we had some weird sand volleyball. We played against a team, I guess it was two nights ago. We're in a pretty competitive sand volleyball league. And as soon as we show up, we go to like put our stuff down on the bench. And this guy was like, we're on this court tonight. And I was like, oh, yeah, we are too. I guess we're probably playing you guys. He's like, so you set your stuff down over there. And so I was like, oh, okay. So right away, I even like whispered, I was like, this has got to be an interesting night. Like just right away, like.
Was he a Chevy guy? He's in all your Ford shirts.
He must have seen my my Ford jacket that I was wearing.
You beat it, buddy.
And, you know, we're just kind of warming up. He's like, all right, you guys want to get going? You mind if I inspect your ball? And we're just like, no, go for it. You know, he's like, you guys mind if we play with this one? We're like, dude, we do not. Like, we're all athletic and we're in a competitive league, but we don't care.
What type of sand is this?
Bermuda? I don't even know. But so he's like, mind if we use ours? We're like, no, go for it. And then he puts on, this is 9 p.m., 9:30 at night, just dark out. He puts on sunglasses, like these thin,
great.
Like orange, I guess, volleyball night sunglasses on. And so we're like, oh my gosh, like this is the Joey Chestnut of night volleyball. And just taking it so serious. And of course, just like, they're no good. Just, I serve it.
Oh, really?
Ace, I serve it. We're up like 8-0. And then we start to hear the complaints. The complaints come out.
We get a different ball. It's not even regulation. Yeah.
They're complaining about the,
what are the complaints?
The ball, the net. One guy just like, I can't quite hear him, but he's like you know, scooting the sand around, like saying something about the sand.
Yeah, it's not, the grain's not right.
They were, they didn't like the way Rachel set the ball over. They kept calling her out for stuff. So we were just like, all right, you can have the point. I guess. There's no referee. So they were like, oh, nope. That's illegal.
Oh, really?
And so we were just like, all right, that's okay. Very awkward. It's just weird. And in between games, the sunglasses guy comes up to us, and it's just kind of weird conversation. I'm trying to just like lighten the mood, to make things normal. He's wearing he's wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt. It's like, huh, didn't expect this from the old volleyball tattoo man.
Back in the 70s, Disney was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, so I was like, you big Disney fan? And he's like, greatest place on earth. And so he
grabs by the shirt collar. Darn right.
So it was awesome. He was
I love how you also did this to someone yourself. You just saw a brand and you go, ah, Disney.
Dude, I was struggling.
You're like, well, sometimes you do what you got to do. The guy in line with you, he's like, I mean, I should talk to this kid, but what am I going to talk to him about? Ford trucks.
The reason I was like grasping for anything to talk about is because he kept making like weird, you know, Rachel's there. He kept making weird jokes and they weren't funny. And like, he was like, because earlier he's like, you mind if we use our ball? Your ball's a little small, if you know what I mean. And so we were like, all right. And then he kept doing those, like, yeah, you have, we hit a ball on that. Can't handle the big balls, huh? You're like, all right, stop. And then he came up to us. So he came up to us between games, like, how'd that ball feel? I was like, dude, stop. So I was like, you big Disney fan? You know? And he's like, yeah, greatest place on earth. I've been there every year, 5 years in a row. And so we're like, oh, that's awesome. And then I'm like, trying to make conversation. I was like, yeah, Harry Potter World? He's like, that's Universal Studios. I was like, dang it.
Idiot. Did he get anti-Semitic out there?
No, not quite. But eventually they complained to us and complained to like the head people that we were too good for the league.
You're too good.
It's like, okay.
Didn't feel magical out there.
At no point did they break out into a song and dance,
mm-hmm.
which is what I like. It was so weird. There's a bunch
that
of
is weird.
Little details.
Well, I'm glad you beat the tar out of them. Good for you guys. Are you guys in A League?
So we're in upper intermediate.
Upper intermediate.
They have like four
leagues.
That's
how I grew up.
Gated community, upper intermediate. Yeah. And they were just grilling us. What league are you guys in? This is like when
What league? What league?
And we were like upper intermediate. And they were like, yeah, you guys should be in A League. And we're like, oh, okay. We're like, we've actually lost the majority of our games. No, you have not. No, you have not. I don't believe that. And it was like, I feel like you guys are so angry at us. Like,
weird.
Maybe just return the ball once. You know, it's like, I think you guys are not good.
Rec sports, man.
And then, what was the one last? Oh, I figured out in the end what the problem was. They're like, okay, I think we're just getting tired. We've been here since 5. It's like, well, you've been here since 5. So they've been drinking there since like 5 p.m. Okay. That was the problem.
There we go. Yeah. Well, seems like your own issue there.
It was so weird.
Why are we losing so bad?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you beat them.
It was awkward.
Thank you all for another great episode. We'll be back soon. Only a couple left in the studio.
Cherish it, you guys.
Cherish it.
Cherish it.
Thanks again, y'all. Peace. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say.